This is KTOO Juneau, and I'm Quentin Chandler. Thanks for joining us. It's time for the day's news. We're in the middle of a SWAT team. Allison Talley says that warning prompted her to look outside Holy Trinity Episcopal Church on Friday. She saw several police officers dressed in body armor and armed with rifles. In a press release, Juneau Police Department said the officers served a search warrant on a home in the 400 block of 4th Street Friday. Officer Jason Van Sickle said the department wouldn't comment on the search because it's part of an open investigation. The next day, Monica Ritter stood in her front yard down the street from the house. She's co-founder of the Uptown Neighborhood Association. She's lived in this neighborhood for 24 years and says over the past 4 years, she's heard neighbors complain more and more about criminal activity in the area. Lately, they've been worried about the house that police searched and one right next door.
The police officer has said at our meetings that they're working on surveillance and working on the case that involves illegal activity in those coming and going out of those two houses.
Ritter says she and Joni Waller started the Uptown Neighborhood Association in October last year because they wanted to have a closer relationship with their neighbors and the city.
So we're hoping that whoever owns the property where all this negative happenings, where all these negative happenings going on, will be held accountable and have to clean up their properties.
James Barrett lives on Harris Street across from the two homes. He says he and his mother, Kathleen, owned them through Breffney Place Properties, a limited liability company. Barrett says the police search was about stolen property, and he has had some problems with the tenants. He didn't want to comment further. City records show the Barrett's company also holds ownership of the Bergman Hotel, which the city condemned for safety hazards in March. The hotel is less than a block from the house police searched Friday. City residents have complained about criminal activity inside the hotel for years. Wildlife biologists say all indications point to a good season for deer hunters in the Juneau area. The Juneau Empire reports during surveys this spring, biologists counted an increase in pellets, and as such, they're expecting an increase in successful hunts. Biologists count pellet groups, piles of droppings, to assess the health of deer populations in different areas around the southeast region of the state. Alaska Department of Fish and Game Regional Supervisor Ryan Scott says the amount of pellet groups can't be directly tied to a number of deer, as one deer can leave a lot of poop, but it does tend to correlate with the number of deer hunters shoot. This is KTOO Juneau, and I'm Quentin Chandler. Tune in to KTOO.org.